Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends, listening across the country and across the planet, around the planet. It is Sunday, October 7th, 2007. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours, roughly. We're going to take quite a few phone calls today at 877-590-5525. Or locally, you're listening to us off the station we broadcast out of, that this transmission originates from. News Radio 590 KLBJ. You can call 836-0590. I'm going to attempt to be calm today and just go over the news and information that I have in front of me. And a lot of it is very, very important. I am creating artificial life, declares U.S. gene pioneer with a Nobel Prize winning team that he's working with. It's Craig Venter, the controversial DNA researcher involved in the race to decipher the human genetic code, has built a synthetic chromosome out of laboratory chemicals and is poised to announce the creation of the first new artificial life form on Earth. And if you think this new announcement will be the first time they've done it, I've got oceanfront property in Arizona, and from my front porch, you can see the sea, as I said last week, ladies and gentlemen. They have at least 30 years of suppressed technology, and they've declassified much of that in the past, that is, previous things that were secret. And they're now just making more and more announcements to the public who doesn't seem to care. They're busy running around drooling in their football jerseys. Also, National Guard troops are being denied benefits after longest deployment of Iraq war. And that's out of WCSH Portland News. NBC will be breaking that down. I have a story here in front of me. More signs that the Bush people are preparing for President Hillary Clinton. They're already appointing former Clinton officials to the Defense Department and other key positions in preparation for that transfer of power. So there's not a real election going outside of Ron Paul. It's staged. Both parties are in bed together. And the sooner you stop being children, and the sooner you start realizing that and then actually verifying that, don't believe me, go find out how bad it is, please. Don't just say you heard that. No, please, go look into it. And then you'll know how dire the straits are that we face. I saw something very depressing about 2 hours ago, and I'm going to play some of this, not all of it. It goes on for 10 minutes. I'll play just a few minutes so we can comment and review it. Stewart tells psychopathic MSNBC host, "Your book is a recipe for sadness." Now, that's what outlawjournalism.com had to say about it, but I agree with what they wrote and what they said here, and it's a nice preface for some of the things I want to say about it. But driving here, I had hundreds of examples and ideas and indicators of a society in massive decline, a mass mental illness of society going through my mind, and you know, just trying to pick a few examples, that's really the problem. And by the way, I'm not up on some sardonic high horse here saying that I'm good. I'm quite pathetic and decadent and ignorant and malformed mentally myself, but a mental giant compared to most in this mutated current age that we're in. And that is the painful thing. Chris Matthews of Hardball sits up there giggling and snorting like a tart or trollop that he is, and saying that basically lying is good and lying is American, and that everything in our lives is a lie, and that we just need to, like peacocks, put out these big displays, and that that's all that matters. Well, you may want to liken yourself to a peacock, buddy, but not me. I'm about being honorable to my friends and family. I'm about being substantive. I'm about being true. And I mean true to those I care about, true to my enemies to defeat them. And to see the establishment selling fraud and selling lies in the open marketplace, well, they already sold us that torture of children is good in front of their parents, so what's next? Well, lying is now good. And, you know, I tell you what, we've got time now. I'm going to play just a minute or two of this, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to comment on this after the break. But you're really missing it if you don't see the video. There's a link to it up on prisonplanet.com. It's the second link on outlawjournalism.com. Easier place to find it. But Stuart tells psychopathic MSNBC host, your book is a recipe for sadness. So let's just listen to this. And many of you have already got the mental disease of ninnying, decadent, sociopathic behavior, mass psychosis, so you won't even understand why this is a big deal. You'll be snickering and agreeing in an effeminate way. Here it is.
What about my guest tonight? The host of MSNBC's Hardball and NBC's The Chris Matthews Show. His new book is called Life's a Campaign. The politics has taught me about friendship, rivalry, reputation, and success. Please welcome back to the show, Chris Matthews. Welcome back to the show. How's it going?
It's great.
Life's a campaign. Now, if I read this correctly, and I believe I read this book correctly, what you are saying is people can use what politicians do in political campaigns to help their lives.
Yeah.
Now, that's
it's irony, isn't it?
It strikes me as fundamentally wrong. It strikes me as a self-hurt book, if you will. Aren't campaigns fundamentally contrivances?
Yeah, campaigns can be, but the way politicians get to the top is the real thing. They know what they're doing. I mean, you don't have to believe a word they say, but watch how far they got. How did Clinton get there? How did Hillary get there? How did all these guys get there?
So you're suggesting the key
to success. They have methods to get to the top.
The key to success for people
is... And you
is,
can learn from those methods.
Even if no one believes a word you say, you can be successful.
Yes.
Now, that seems to me to be a book about sadness. Is it not?
No.
Well,
can I give you an example of the truth here?
Yes.
Bill Clinton, when he was in college, would get women, girls, in bed.
Not just in college.
By listening to them.
Yes.
He was a great listener. And when friends of his couldn't get the girls of their dream, he'd say, you got to listen to these women. I thought growing up you drank beer and you bragged. But he says, listen, because it's flattering.
Wait.
But that's how it works.
And then he goes into all these other forms of making people think you care about them. You see, you call up here, I might be rude to you. I'll tell you what I really think. I might hang up on you, talk over you. But it's not fake, see, because I don't care what you think about me. You see, at the end of the day, I care what I think about myself. And that's what people throughout history have actually been attracted to. They're selling you the fraud here. And it goes on. It gets much worse where everything's a campaign. Everything is posing. Everything is putting on a front. Why, that's how you get your girl. No, the type of woman you would get off of putting on a front would be just as shallow as you are. The type of woman you would get would be some painted trollop, completely shallow and materialistic, who would be completely unhappy throughout your life. A real woman would have instinct and know you're a fake. So again, selling fraud, selling lies, selling the petty, the transient. We're going to come back, go through this, get into all the news. And I'll break down the very nature of the New World Order. You want to know who we're facing, what we're dealing with? I'm going to go over it. The websites are InfoWars.net, TruthNews.us, PrisonPlanet.tv, and InfoWars.com.
It's After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ted Anders from Midas, October 5th, 2007, gold 730, 20-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $752.96, $371.30 for half, $165, $65 for quarter. That's $752.96, $371.30, and $185.65. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A new cancer study conducted on 500 mice shows when they consumed MRET activated water that it was nearly equal in effectiveness to chemotherapy, yet without toxic side effects. Another study done on mice intentionally infected with staphylococcal bacteria showed that 30% of those who drank regular water died from the infection, while 100% of the mice that drank MRET activated water lived. The secret of MRET activated water is that it will hydrate cells more readily. Dr. Otto Warburg discovered that cancer spontaneously occurs in the body when acid weights are excessively high. Drinking MRET activated water will improve your body's ability to hydrate itself, thereby removing disease-causing acid weights. For your free report, go to MRETactivatedwater.com. That's MRETactivatedwater.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. The lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
We have a society that has been sold that lies aren't just acceptable, but that lies are good. And so let your children play with toys that are made out of lead paint. Go ahead and eat human food, not just dog food now that has plastic and toxins and poisons in it. Go ahead and buy a shovel that breaks the first time you use it, as long as it's cheap and has pretty paint on it, it's okay. See, we all lie to ourselves. We've been mesmerized, hypnotized, conditioned, trained to accept lies and accept corruption. And Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propagandist, the chief Nazi propagandist, said that good propaganda was base, was raw, was primitive. It just spoke to our own laziness, that it spoke to people's will to procrastinate and deny things are happening. We have hundreds of publications made by the Council on Foreign Relations about how they were going to break down the sovereignty of the United States and deliver us into the hands of absolute despotism. We have David Rockefeller and his memoirs published 4 years ago saying it. We have him publishing editorials praising Mao Zedong's extermination operations in the New York Times in 1976. We have thousands of these documents. I mean, I'm swimming in them. And you walk up to the average know-it-all trendy on the street, and they've got a high IQ, they're doing well in business, and they'll laugh at you and they'll say, I've been trained not to care. Some of them will actually say that, just as Orwell wrote about 1984, and they'll giggle and they'll snicker. And they'll say, I've been trained vaccines are good. I give the injection. I've been trained lead paint is good for children. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, it's just a... And then you go down into the other classes, from the New World Order minion level down into just the baseline population who distrust the government and the media but doesn't know why they distrust them. I mean, here's an example. You see, there's thousands of points in this. I don't hate sports. I played football and track and soccer and all that stuff. But I, by the time I was about 16, I was very sickened by people worshiping the first-string football players, which I was a first-string football player. I was very sickened by how mindless it was, and I just... My very bones knew that it was petty and transitory and didn't matter, so I got out of it and got away with it as I got away from it as quickly as possible. And this is why I don't like it. The average child watches 4.5 hours of television or more a day, the average adult more than 4 hours. Our society's falling apart. We have a greater private debt ratio than even in the depths of the Great Depression. Every major indices of a society crumbling is showing that and registering that. And I know people that when the University of Texas loses a football game, they're depressed for weeks. I mean, I see more concern on their faces than when they hear their grandmother has cancer, because they've had their humanity sucked out of them. Or maybe they never even had it. They were bred by parents who didn't have much soul, who were plastic, fake people. And I know quite a few nice people that I am around routinely who invest so much importance in sports or in things at the end of the day, NASCAR, their fake little church with their little pervert preacher, and driving his pimp mobile, that you never truly live, you never truly grow. You have been robbed of everything. And that's all I'm trying to say to you, is you better look around and you better ask yourself what's happening in the world. You better look at what's happening in your own life. And you need to take at least 10% of the time that you spend worshiping through others, worshiping at the altar of idols that aren't going to save you and aren't going to help you and aren't going to fulfill you. That's why you're on Prozac and Ritalin. That's why you're so miserable. It's why your family's so miserable. That's why you feel so weak. It's because you're not fulfilled. You don't have real missions in life. Let me tell you something. When you get that gleam in your eye of mad passion, when you feel that primitive spark, that drive in you, when you watch your football team or your baseball team make a score, that is only a shadow, a facsimile, a prosthesis, but it doesn't even help you walk, for something there that is meant for you to create real community and real friendship and real struggle. It's all part of human development. It is gladiatorial diversions. It is simulated combat. And so it takes the greatest energies we have as men and women in the short life that we are given. And it puts it off and shunts it off into things that don't matter, issues that don't matter. I assure you that the Dallas Cowboys winning or losing, or Florida State winning or losing, doesn't amount to a hill of beans. That your fantasy football doesn't matter. What does matter is that a very sinister, very cold-blooded, scientific elite is in control. And they have already, by open declarative announcement, destroyed over 62% of the greenback's value and are savagely trumpeting their intentions to bring it down by at least another 25% in the next 2 years. Devastating your savings. Now, again, over 2,000 years ago, state planners wrote about building more coliseums, more ball fields, more government-sponsored sports, so you wouldn't notice the debasing of your currency, so you wouldn't notice the corruption of the courts, so you wouldn't notice the disgusting activity in the streets, so you wouldn't notice. And that's all I'm saying, is that it isn't just that it wastes your life away, it's that it's meant to, it's designed to. Take the University of Texas, over $40 billion in their permanent fund. That is separate. That's not for pensions. That's not for new buildings. That's separate from the budget. $40 billion. And you better believe the University of Texas only cares about that, and that the people that run the board of directors sitting in their gold-backed gilded chairs are thinking about their investments and thinking about the operations they're running. They are not thinking about though. You, the pathetic slaves, are. But see, Bill Clinton will sit there and listen to you and tell you you're smart and tell you you're sweet while he stabs you in the back. I will desperately, like a fireman coming in a house and some slovenly person won't get off their couch as the place is burning down, and I say, get up, get out of here, run for your life, it's about to cave in, and with drool dripping out your mouth, you look at me and go, Bevo. Yeah, you're so upset out there right now because you've been brainwashed and programmed. You're not mad about your dollar, you're not mad about your children having a future, you're mad about me striking out at Bevo, your God, your King, your Lord. In other parts of the country and the world, you have your own little pathetic idols that mean absolutely nothing. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a bad experience with it. It was a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The Associated Press here in front of me. But actually, I shouldn't spend any time on this. I could talk about sports instead. Officials say drug caused Nigeria polio outbreak. Associated Press. A polio outbreak in Nigeria was caused by the vaccine designed to stop it, international health officials say, leaving at least 69, you can bet it's 5,000, children paralyzed. It is a frightening paradox in a part of the world that already distrusts Western vaccines. This has happened hundreds and hundreds of times, making it even tougher to stamp out age-old diseases. Oh, it says they were giving the children the live polio vaccine, banned for more than 20 years, but they still give it to East Austin children where I live. It has live simian virus 40 and many other live cancer viruses in it. I would add, they don't tell you that here, but you can do 10 seconds of research and find out. But later we'll be, I see 4 or 5 of these every day. Villagers used to love the white medicine man. They've learned, though, to run literally into the jungle or the hills when the UN men come, and because the elders are given big cash payments to take it, the children are chained down and given their shots and then quietly die in the next few months, all part of the official eugenics program and operation. By the way, I like football and actually like Bevo. People in other parts of the country and the world listening on satellite and things are probably saying on AM and FM dial and things are saying, what is he talking about Bevo? It's a local UT god. And people don't care if the UT regents are investing the money in comprehensive annual financial reports, double sets of books. I mean, that doesn't really matter. As long as there's a bigger stadium, everything's fine. Double all the different tuitions and prices and everything. just continues squeezing everyone at a supposedly state-funded institution that was supposed to be free to the Texans. They don't know that as long as we give them Bevo. That's all they care about. That's what I'm saying. Get into real issues. You can have compartmentalized in your life mindless things. I'm not saying I don't like a ball game, but I basically desecrated the idol because we need to desecrate and throw down the things that don't matter and start building up the things that do. You're only alive once, and I know we've got calls from Washington, Tennessee, Florida, Bastrop, Atlanta, New York, England, all over the place. I'm going to get to them here in a few minutes, but here is the new trailer for my film Endgame. It's not out yet. It comes out October 26th, and this is what really matters. Issues like this really matter, and even if you don't believe me, 5% chance I'm right. Let's say that. Of course, it's totally true, but don't believe me. Get in the habit of go research the claims I make. And then you're going to be shocked when you find out they're true, and you're going to say, now, does the dollar being devalued by 62% in the last 7 years matter? And most of that in the last year, it's accelerating. Or does some mascot? Or does the plan of the global elite to exterminate 80% of us and the heads of every major biology department at every major university spouting this off, does that matter when they have access to bioweapons? Or does acting cool and posing, like Chris Matthews says, everything's about posing and being fake. No, a nation, a world built of fraud and quackery will implode. We were not always so weak, ladies and gentlemen. We were once made of steel. We need to remember that. Let's go to Endgame.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government. And only an educated, informed public can stop them in their tracks.
Shut up, again.
For the first time, all the pieces have been put together. The dots have been connected, and the picture is crystal clear. Earth's ruling elite believe they have discovered the fountain of youth. But before they can attain it, 80% of us must die. A psychopathic technocracy is establishing world government so there can be no escape from their plan.
The New World Order is the old world order. I mean, it's just the names have changed, the appearances have changed.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
I would pull up a plane, and you and Nick would be interrogating me for 4 hours.
Some shots were fired.
I need you to move off the province.
Their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Absolutely, and it comes to the InfoWar, October 26th. It comes to the web first. See, we turn things on their head, and then it'll be in stores nationwide November 12th. And you can start buying the DVDs right now, pre-ordering at InfoWars.com. I'll be shipping them out November 1st. And you can make copies and get them to the Four Winds. You know, I've been right about everything else, listeners, new listeners. And knowing the reality, knowing what we face, gets your head screwed on straight real fast, and you stop being little boys. And I see men out there who are perpetually little boys. I see these men will cut you off in traffic and bulge their eyes out at you, but a cop pulls them over, they'll wet themselves. I see these men out there strutting around, sticking their chests out with a 12-pack of beer, walking out of the store. They think watching a ball game and acting tough is what a man does. A man is humble. A man takes care of his family. A man knows the environment he lives in is informed. And a man is involved and understands history. That's what measured men in the past. Not how you could stick your chest out and festoon yourself with whatever the latest fashion is. And this country needs men to save it. You know, Chris Matthews gets up on television and says, the age of lying is here, lying and is good, and that's how you're successful. That's how you get your woman. That's how you get your job. That's how you... No, that's not how. I don't want to be around a bunch of liars and a bunch of fakes and a bunch of frauds. And all these social climbers that do whatever they think, and the groveling. I can't go to parties. I can't hardly be around people anymore because you get around these social climbers and they're so fake and they hate your guts and they're not real people. And they'll sit there and they'll look you in the eyes. You can just see how weak they are. I mean, I tell you, folks, you have fallen so far. But I know there are tens of millions of people in this country and hundreds of millions worldwide who are still human. And who still know that the fraud of saying that what you act like is what you are and that some front. And then the establishment can say what is successful. The establishment can say what is important. And then you imitate it. I mean, I remember reading stuff written 80 years ago by the Department of War where they were hiring top psychiatrists on how to dumb down the public through the media. And how to break up the family and get rid of the middle classes, all declassified and all public. And you see the, I mean, why do you think Fox Television, all these shows and on every TV show, the man is weak, he's dumb, he's an idiot. The guy who gets all the girls is an idiot and can't talk and, you know, is a fool. And then young men watch that and imprint as mammals. We're meant to mimic those we see above us. And then they go act like that and can't ever get women, can't ever be successful. And so they think then, oh, I must act stupider. That will get me women. I mean, they understand our mammal activity, our basic behavior. And they just program you and manipulate you and laugh at you and write best-selling books about how they're going to destroy the country. And they're doing it right now. And you just giggle and look up with dim little eyes and say, no, there's no new world order. It doesn't exist. Everything is fine. We're going to come back and go right to your calls. Stay with us.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8794. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8794. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8794. 1-800-330-8794.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
I just walked down the hall to get a cup of coffee. And what did I see? Lewis Black, that's a fake name, by the way, a carpetbagger that came into Austin decades ago and set up the Austin Chronicle. And what's it got? A giant cover story about how we need to attack the Second Amendment. A bunch of anti-gun garbage I just scanned through in the last few minutes. The establishment's instinct to totally disarm us so they can have their way with us. Why don't you write articles, Black, about how governments killed over 200 million people last century? Why don't you write an article about how the international banking cartel financed 90% of that? Why don't you tell the truth instead of writing articles saying the toll road company isn't foreign? How dumb do you think your readers are? I'm just sick of lies. I'm sick of it! And I'm sick of you being mesmerized by things that don't matter so they can run these lies on you. I said I'd take calls, and the phones are loaded here. Let's go ahead and take a few here. Let's go ahead and talk to George. Wait, he's not first here. Let's talk to Kyle and Bastrop first, right around Central Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I totally agree with you what you're saying about the UT and everybody worshiping the athletes and everything. You know, I have friends, you know, we were watching a game the other day, and he was just knowing everything about Vince Young, and I'm like, hey, dude, hey, our daughter's been devalued and everything. He's like, oh, whatever, dude, why do you pay attention to that? You know, it's, I agree with you there. You know, it's so, you know, it's hard to deal with people sometimes about stuff.
And we don't eat beef on game day. That's bad luck for Bevo.
Oh, I mean, seriously, I see people, a lot of these kids, you know, that are, you know, going to ACC or local college or whatever, and they have no money, but they'll go and spend $300 for a ticket, and then, you know, they wonder why they have no money. You know, they're spending on Xbox 360 here.
Well, I mean, the credit card companies have the financial advisors at the school who they're paying, by the way. It's totally illegal, but they do it. It's legalized criminality to tell them to get more credit cards. The whole thing is meant to rape people. And here's my point. People don't know about, you know, their family history. They don't know about, you know, anything. There's all these amazing things going on, but all they know about is issues that don't matter today, much less tomorrow. That's all I'm saying, is that people could be into sports and things, it's that it is designed. It is given all of this attention to destroy. It is given all this attention to be a distraction from real issues.
Oh, I agree, you know. I work at a bank, you know. I see a lot of people who come through who don't even know how to fill out a deposit slip, you know. They don't know their account number. I mean, they don't
Here's
even know
the deal. I used to go, I've been going to that Bob Bullock IMAX theater since it opened, what, 8, 9, 10 years ago? I've probably seen 10, 15 IMAX films there because I don't watch a lot of TV, but I go see IMAX films occasionally. I saw Sea Monsters in 3D, unbelievably powerful. You know, best 3D I've ever seen last night. And it was the first time that the crowd was so dumb. I tried to tell them don't throw their glasses, the 3D glasses, you know, in the trash. They thought the trash can was the place to put them. And I didn't argue. I just watched everybody line up. And I told them, no, guys, the bucket's out in the hall. But they didn't used to do that. That's the point. Everyone's unraveling. It's like they're zombies. It's like Attack of the Living Dead, man. And they've all got Bevo shirts on, and they're all throwing them in the trash can. Because, listen, less than 4% of Americans now read a book in a year. I mean, they just are made to be raped, folks, and the government's totally bought and paid for. I mean, I appreciate your call, man. I mean, here's another example. They play little games with you. They had this big national blitz on radio and TV right before the Iraq War going, the dirty Frenchies want some of the weapons and building contracts, but they didn't support the war. Americans, are we going to give that to dirty Frenchies? No, dirty Frenchies. All right, everybody knows the dirty, freedom fries, all this, you know, I'm not going to drink red wine anymore, all this stuff. And they go, that's right, that's why Halliburton gets no bid contracts. And then I hear national hosts knowingly treat me like you're idiots. See, they'll talk to you, Pat, oh, I like you, you good American. Oh, you're a great American. You're a fine American. Most of these guys are famous beatniks from the 60s turned fake conservative. I mean, it's so sick what they do to you. When the debate was about U.S. companies couldn't bid, they were no-bid contracts. Foreigners were never allowed to have bids. Now, Halliburton and almost every one of those companies have moved to Dubai. Cheney's bought a house in Dubai. Cheney dumped all of his currency stock into euros last year. He's totally forsaking America. It doesn't matter, folks. They're going to run around with tears in their eyes. Blackwater USA. Oh, they're not mercenaries. They're loyal Americans. 20% of the Iraq force is illegal aliens legalized, most of them aggravated felons. I mean, we have troops that are foreigners who are aggravated felons. We have giant 180,000 mercenary army running around saying they'll operate domestically. We have the corporations all, let me give you a little newsflash. The people claiming that they're patriotic have all written white papers. I mean, Cheney, Rockefeller, Bush, all of them. Saying they want the end of the United States. Saying they want a new world order. Here's an article. It's just in my stack. Where'd it go? I still got it on the screen. Times of London today, Sunday Times. Bush torturers follow where the Nazis led. See, demonizing the name of the U.S. all by design. It's all part of the globalist plan. But you can't figure that out, some of you neocons and liberals out there. By the way, I have literally 20, 30 articles a week. It's probably, there's like 5 today I saw, where Bush is meeting with Hillary's people every week. They're appointing all these Clinton people. I knew before that Clinton was CIA, met with Bush Sr. 11 times in the year before the election, went to Bilderberg with him. I reported on that. I had Terry Reid, the high-level CIA, who was at MENA, Arkansas, and unloading the cocaine and seeing all these people. And, I mean, this is a published book. They don't deny it. I mean, I've interviewed the people at Elopanga Air Base, number one DEA agent, Sully Castillo, watching high-level government officials loading the cocaine. I mean, folks, Bill Clinton, George Bush, give me a break. This is so staged, it makes my head spin. And here it is, New York Times, London Guardian. I've got 5 stories today covering all of this. And it says, in the clearest sign of a shift in gear, Defense Secretary Robert Gates is an appointment of John Harm, a former official in the President Clinton's administration, to chair the Defense Policy Board, once led by Richard Perle. I mean, Hillary's collected more money than all the Republicans combined and double any Democrat. They've never had numbers like that. The Republicans aren't really running. They just collect campaign money. The only real candidates were Ron Paul. I mean, I remember with horror learning from New York insiders that Rupert Murdoch and Roger Ailes were literally behind Hillary Clinton 5 years ago, and I warned you about that. I said, it's going to be Hillary. It's all staged. They're meeting. I got this from New York. A year later, it was the New York Observer about how they have secret four-hour dinners every week. Okay, now it's out in the open. Fundraisers for her. It's staged. Let me tell you again, at that level, it's staged. The only candidate who is real is Ron Paul, ladies and gentlemen. Dennis Kucinich is a confiscate the guns, hardcore New World Order person. I don't want to hear how he's going to save me. Please. Now, the left's finally waking up to this. I mean, Hillary Clinton went to Bilderberg Group in 2006 illegally, ladies and gentlemen. She was there. Violation of the Logan Act. So did Rick Perry. This year. I remember talking about Bilderberg Group when I was on another talk station out of Austin 10 years ago, and you'd call up and laugh at me, folks. It's not funny anymore. Before you giggle and snicker, just please go Google it and see the Dallas Morning News, Austin American Statesman, Houston Chronicle reported secret meeting of the world's elite. I mean, these people, and the Chronicle writes articles saying Centra isn't Spanish-owned, Centra's involved in all this. And grabbing up our power plants and everything else. Let's jam one. Do we have time for one more call? We do. Here, let's go ahead and take another call. Dan in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Hi.
This is Dan from We Are Change. Just wanted to thank you again for coming to New York on September 11th. Just wanted to call, mention something I heard on interview with Jeff Rentz. Individual by the name of Jeffrey Smith wrote a book, Genetic Roulette. And what he's discovered, that the GM foods are actually starting to, they're damaging the birth rates. They're damaging the testicles.
He didn't, well, number one, he didn't discover that. Top Nobel Prize winners did that I've interviewed. Because what happens,
okay, yeah,
I mean, if we give a source as some writer who wrote about it, yes. And it's an absolute fact. But these paid-for shills on radio will get up there and tell you cyanide's good for you.
Exactly. And I just wanted, you know, as we sit here and watch the society degenerate and disintegrate, you know, at the same time, there is the yin-yang, the opposite explosion of people waking up. We've actually just launched our 22nd chapter of We Are Change. It's like you told Luke, it's going viral. We have one in Ireland now, Phoenix, Pittsfield, all over the place. And it's
hey, man, you keep it up, brother. I got to jump. All right, I'm going to come back into the second hour, go right to your calls. And then they've announced they're going to invent the first artificial life. Stay with us.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome.